Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 67, Contact. What is a biogenetic temporal bomb? It is foremost a bomb. It is the ultimate expression of the destructive side of the known Rebans and of the Artonians. They are powerful enough to destroy anything from a planet to a solar system to a galaxy to a whole realm. Such power should not be wielded. To use such bombs is tempting because of its ability to wipe out an enemy. But it is sometimes foolish because the bombs can be quite unpredictable. When the environmental variables are just right, the bomb will explode with a temporal displacement. The exact variables are not known. The exact temporal displacement has never and maybe can never be studied, unless you were somehow outside of time. In a place where time doesn't exist, and it is even questionable as to whether the place itself existed, or will ever exist, Crone 8 stands there, and he just doesn't understand. How can he be here and in a place on Artonia? Dr. Vlad was here too. Dr. Vlad told him that this place seems timeless. So that Crone 8 exists here and on Artonia until Crone 8 is destroyed by the biogenetic temporal bomb. It is so confusing because the bomb did explode. But the effects of that explosion will be felt at a different time. On Artonia, there is a hospital. Well, it is kind of a hospital. It is manned by what is called hospital police. When someone is a criminal or suspected of being a criminal, and they are injured or sick in some way, they are taken to this facility. There's an ambulance technician inside. He is just waking and trying to put together things in his head. Usually, he would be taking someone to a place like this, but he finds that he is a patient here. As he wakes, he sees nurses. One of them seems to be notifying someone that he is conscious. Then all the nurses leave, except one. He recognizes that the one that has stayed is Alice. Alice is his girlfriend.
Alice, why am I here?
I should be asking you that, Peter.
I don't understand.
It looks like trouble. Your partner is dead.
Huh?
The other tech that was with you in the ambulance.
What other tech?
here. What happened?
The other tech? Jim? Jim is dead?
I just said that. How did he die?
I don't know. How should I know?
You're the only one that was there.
I can't quite remember.
This is serious. Jim was the nephew of the man that is doing the investigation.
The door to the secured guarded room opens.
Oh, the doctor and the investigator are here.
Peter looks and sees two men. One is dressed like a doctor, and the other one is a hulkish figure dressed in very stylish clothes. The stylish one looks very angry. The doctor seems to be trying to calm the investigator down, but he is not doing a very good job of it.
Get out of my way, doctor.
He pushes the doctor out of the way. In fact, he pushes him to the floor. The doctor is angry and tries to get back up, but the investigator turns back and growls.
Stay down.
The doctor thinks about it a bit and then stays down. The investigator continues over to the bedside of Peter.
Why did you kill my nephew? Why did you kill my nephew? You can call me the old man who scattered your blood to the wind.
My, that's a long name. How about I just call you old man for short?
You're funny. But try this.
The investigator grabs Peter's arm and injects him with a liquid. Alice sees it, but cannot stop the investigator in time.
What did you put in me?
He's trying to kill him!
The doctor finally pops up and grabs the liquid from the investigator.
Calm down! It is only a truth serum coupled with a memory enhancer. Just in case he really is having some memory issue.
How do you have this place wired?
Of course I do.
You scum.
Call me old man. Now, why did you kill my nephew?
I didn't kill your nephew. Jim and I got along well.
You and him were the only ones in the ambulance.
No, there was a patient, too.
The nearly dead woman?
Yes.
You're still funny. Now tell me the truth.
She's not a woman.
Stop it with the jokes.
She's not a woman. And she killed Jim.
This is a hospital. If she were not a woman, it would be known.
She's here?
Of course. She was brought in with you. But she is going to be transferred to a regular hospital. She said you killed Jim. I believe her.
Stop the transfer! She's not what she seems.
Alice moves to stop the transfer, but the investigator grabs her arm.
Let me go! If he says there's something wrong, then we should at least pay heed.
Why?
Because.
Because he's your boyfriend?
Because he was there.
They stare at each other, and then they hear the voice of the doctor. He's stopping the transfer.
Did you stop the transfer?
No. She's gone. Her room is empty. Who is she?
Some investigator you are.
Who is she? We haven't been able to identify her. It's like she doesn't exist. One of the workers, the last person to see her, said that he heard her mumbling something about a robot. Crone 8. That's a robot that was being studied. It appeared on the non-Reban world in the Green Realm.
The investigator turns and runs. The woman, Eleni, with the consciousness of Dr. Vlad, arrives at the lab where the robot Crone 8 is being studied. There were guards posted, but the ever-resourceful Dr. Vlad has used stolen medical gas to incapacitate them. He enters the room where Crone 8 is.
Crone 8,
Yes, Master? You appear to be a woman.
Yes, Eleni. I see that they have made repairs to you.
Yes, my body is again functional.
The fools don't know that you have already exploded. I understand it now. I know who you are. I still have some memory from the timeless place.
I'm still there.
Of course. But I don't care about that. I care about the one inside you.
Master, I do not understand.
That doesn't matter. You never did. I want to make contact with the one inside you.
There's nothing inside me.
Oh, but there is. My counterpart in the other alternate reality, or should I say, alternate timeline, was trying to find a timeline where the Dark Ones did not come through the Dark Rift. He found one. He found this one. He put the knowledge in you.
I do not know of such an experiment.
Of course you don't. The program is separate from yours. It was triggered in you when you and Kelly went to the Citadel.
I do not...
You and Kelly went to the Citadel. You found Michael. Then you used the biogenetic temporal bomb to send yourselves to this timeline. The virus was triggered in you. That is how you knew what Dr. Villard had figured out before his death.
You were not there. And you are not dead. How do you know this?
I was in the timeless place. While I was there, I sorted out a bit of this history. And of course, I did not die in this timeline. I need you to contact the virus.
I cannot. I do not know of a virus.
Of course not. There is some kind of stimulus that causes a thread of your programming to start. That will kick off an application, and that application knows of an encrypted data store. Chrome 8, I need you to kick off the application so that I may communicate with this virus.
I do not...
Do it!
Working. Do it! The investigator and his men burst into the room.
What's going on here?
Contact! Next time, the hidden one.